It's off the record.
And I'm Andres.
It's like 12:30 a.m. right now on a Sunday. And there's so many loud motorcycles out on the freeway. I could hear them. I could hear the sound coming through the window. Anywho. I've been doing some readings for my Facebook friends. On Facebook, duh. I've been reading my book, Finding Love But Not Really. It's the first book in the series called The Many Misadventures of Enoch Bellagio. And I've been doing that as a way to have some kind of content to give to people while we're all in lockdown and quarantine, safer at home, shelter in place, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's been a blessing to people. I've received positive response from it. I don't know how many people have stuck with it, but I do hope they've been around and enjoyed it. I just actually got finished reading another chapter just now, and it's leading me to get back into the frame of mind so I could finish the third book. I'm bringing this all up because I was supposed to be asleep a heck of a lot earlier. I woke up relatively good time in the morning in preparation for my first really intense workout, but I've been battling a stress-induced migraine for... Man, it's been a week. It started over a week ago. The first 4 days were very intense. By the second and third day, it was basically relegating me to the bed. But then by Tuesday, it started like breaking up a bit. Wednesday, it subsided towards the back of my head. But then Thursday, it started knocking again, saying, "Hey, I'm back." And Friday, it took over. And Saturday, it just almost blew over on me. Like, oh my goodness. So right now, I don't have the headache. It's been a few hours. A Tylenol did help for a little bit. But it started coming back. And I don't know if this is all due to the lockdown and everything. I mean, I'm practicing faith over fear. But it's just what's really been tough. Has been in seeing our society and in some cases politicians try to take advantage of a crisis like this, because like Rahm Emanuel, who was the mayor of Chicago, once said when he was Obama's chief of staff, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." And he actually reiterated that in a Washington Post piece that he wrote back in March, right around the time of the lockdown. He says, "Make the most of this crisis." Well, let me give you an idea of what they're trying to do, because I'm going to leave a montage of videos here on this post at www.theandressagover.com so you guys can see it for yourself, of a collection of calamity that's happening throughout the country. Like I have said before, that the situation with that we're dealing with now, when it started, I said, and I still maintain that the cure cannot be worse than the disease. Because, yeah, I agreed with the lockdown mechanisms. It's just that some states have taken it to an extreme. And they continue to extend things out without a true plan to reopen, and are castigating a certain segment of the population instead of having equal treatment for everybody that's being affected by this. I've actually had to address that in my main show. So if you don't follow my main show, I recommend that you do, because if you're in California especially, well, we need your help more than ever, because... property owners are literally being persecuted in this state, and it's only going to get worse. Protests have already happened, not related to this, but because of the lockdown, there's been reports of increased issues, especially with mental health. There's been increased child abuse cases. There's been an increased consumption in recreational drugs, alcoholism, and all this that's only led to domestic violence in the homes, because people are stuck in there and they're just getting desperate to leave. There's been cases of people getting arrested because their rights are literally being suspended. The Constitution, by a police officer said, is suspended. Your rights are suspended. I'm like, are you kidding? No, they're not. But that's what's happening. People are getting arrested. It looks like a police state from a dystopian future that you see in movies, but it's not. It's a montage of things that are currently happening in our country. And it's not isolated to just blue states. It's happening in red states too. But in blue states is where things are getting way more out of hand, because in blue states, the Democrat governors are taking such extreme rules and are just so unreasonable that are making people desperate. But it's not just that. I think the what makes it even worse is that they institute these things, but like I think it's the mayor of Detroit. She does not abide by them. Just like de Blasio, he doesn't abide by them either. He's the mayor of New York City. So they put rules for you to stay in place, but it doesn't apply to them because since they appear before the camera, they must continue doing their routine because they care about hygiene. Oh, and we don't? We want to get a haircut too. But the lockdown forced almost all, I think it forced all hair salon places to just shut down. I know for a fact that I don't know if my hairstylist is going to be able to open again. I spoke to her recently, trying to pass some information and help her business. They haven't been able to get any assistance. They had to let go all their employees the first day of the lockdown. You know, it really hits close to home. But in all this, our civil liberties are under assault because of this whole lockdown. We do need a plan to reopen. And one of the underlying conditions, as admitted by the news, when news is actually news, the underlying condition that's most common among the deaths from those that have been tracked in New York City, for example, and in the case where it's spiked up in Louisiana, it's been obesity. So we all knew from early on that those of a certain age group and that have existing underlying conditions, including respiratory issues and obesity, are most susceptible to this COVID virus. And the main denominator among a lot of people has mostly been obesity. If you're keeping people locked in, they can't go to a park, they can't practice social distancing outside, so they can't go out and get exercise. Some people only have an apartment, a small area. They can't really get the physical exertion there to be able to help like their mental state and also to get some exercise in. You know, unless people that own a yard, that in their private yard, they're okay. But that's the situation, that people are beginning to lose their mind, feeling imprisoned in their own place. And if and not if, we know that exercise is good for you, it's good for your mental health. Just a walk is amazing what it can do, just the health benefits of a walk, but they can't do that either. So my fear is that this lockdown is going to make people susceptible to a second wave. And if obesity is one of the biggest deals in that makes people most vulnerable, how many people are going to come out of this with weight issues because they've been stuck at home just shoveling food into their face, stress eating, or trying to find comfort in eating treats and stuff and not being able to exercise any of it off? So the very laws that are meant to keep us safe are only going to make us worse, especially when round two comes around. You know, that has been a growing concern, and people needn't be asking these questions. But now there's this idea that if you ask questions or you talk of any whiff of trying to reopen the economy, somehow you don't care. People are dying like this too. More people are suffering because of this too. So it's not just like, oh, the COVID is the only threat. No, we have to weigh things. We have to find a consensus here, reach consensus as human beings and fellow Americans in realizing this is not sustainable for that much longer. Patton Oswalt, probably more famous for playing the voice of Remy in Ratatouille, he tweets something so ridiculous and insensitive because, of course, privileged celebrities that are disconnected from reality think that they have so much wisdom. He tweets, oh, Anne Frank stayed for 2 years stuck in an attic without anything else, and she survived. Meanwhile, us here, it's only been 6 weeks. We have Netflix, we have food delivery services, we have video games, and people are complaining. His tweet didn't go his way. When I read the react, Ryan Reynolds liked it. That's how I feel. Celebrities liked it. Of course celebrities liked it. Because they're trapped in their giant mansions and swimming pools and indoor bowling alleys and their home theaters. You know, they pamper with all this luxury, but poor them. Nancy Pelosi has all this gourmet ice cream that costs at least $12 a pint. And she says people should be eating ice cream. Oh, yeah, if only they can afford it right now while they're making lines at food banks that are running out of food. Miles and miles worth of food banks in California and in Florida. In Miami, really? You think you would ever see the day where you see people lining up in the thousands of cars just to pick up food? Because they lost their livelihood? As of this recording, at least 22 million Americans that were were employed a month and a half ago are unemployed. It's not selfish to think about people's livelihood and trying to get out. The very people that want to be home and stay home and say that you don't care if we go out, if you don't care for life, if we're stuck inside, we need to be stuck inside. You know what these people are doing? A lot of these activists are going out there to try to urge the government, the state, local, and even federal, if they could, to make their landlords not charge them rent anymore, the duration of the lockdown, and not just charge them, but forgive the rent. And if the government doesn't comply, they will withhold the rent anyway and go on a so-called rent strike. It's like, so you want to get your way no matter what. You just want recourse to know that you will be protected by literally disavowing your financial obligation. And they're choosing to make sure that the government also provides financial assistance to them. That, okay, so you want financial assistance because you don't want to go to work, or you can't go to work, one of the two, because there's people that are considered essential that rent also. But you don't want to pay rent, and you don't want to have to pay it back when the time comes and the economy reopens and you have your finances in order again. But you want to be sustained also? What about the landlords? What about the property owners? What about the housing providers? Do they get the same treatment until now in California? Absolutely not. If anything, the state of California is forcing more rules on landlords, that basically they have to be an open bank without any payback. So like, that doesn't make any sense. We've also been hit by COVID. Our income has either gone from at the very least 30% drop in revenue in the first month to nearly zero by the end of the end of the month. So there's got to be some explanation here as to how someone can sustain themselves having to pay every single bill every single month, including taxes, without income. And I think that's one of the things that kind of triggered me the most lately, that I've been warning about it since this thing happened. I've been expressing myself here on Off the Record, and it's gone to the point where even Saturday I saw a montage of the things I'm sharing with you on this post about people being arrested. Just a 40-acre park, a father and daughter by themselves, no one near them. He threw, just because he passed the ball over to his daughter, and they were wearing masks, they arrest the father. And the police weren't wearing masks, and they weren't wearing gloves. So how hypocritical is that? Or police telling someone outside a church because they were gonna have an indoor car service, I mean, an in-car outdoor service. And it says, I don't care what your lawyer says, your rights are suspended by order of the government. Like, says who? Or how about this husband and wife that were walking in the street? Not walking in the street, they're walking in the park. And because they kiss, the father's arrested. I mean, the husband is handcuffed in zip ties. Like, is this for real? Where are we living here? And for those of you that are so in favor of the lockdown, that so want government intervention in the entire life, my question to you is this. How many of you are anti-vaccine? How many of you are anti-vaccine? Because you're going to get your way. You're going to love this part. Because the government wants to mandate the vaccines for any of you to get out of the house now. And you have to prove that you got the vaccine. Oh, suddenly you might not like this thing. Think about it. We all lose when our rights are taken away. And it starts with properties. It starts with our rights and liberties to be able to buy and trade at any level. We are all in this together. Don't you forget about that. That's all I wanted to share. I need to go to sleep.